point now where it's your program and yep. there aren't comparisons to what went on here before.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that, you know, what we want to do and the style of play we want to play with and what we're doing, you know, in our meetings and how we want our players to play this year is clear to them. And I think they understand that, and that's evident every day we come out here to practice. Say it again. He's out here plenty with the first team yesterday, and we're rotating a lot of guys in. We did a lot of different things today. You know, some with the scout team, some not with the scout team. Got a lot of good players out there, and they're all playing different things. Everybody's taking reps on the scout team. Everybody's taking reps with the offense. So,
what does he need to do?
Everybody needs to do the same thing. Practice, do your job. You know, and it's like I said, that isn't going to be determined for a long time. So. We're not going to make, you know, roster decisions and first string, second string right now in the second week of training camp. So,
Josh, he stayed on the scout team the whole practice. Mm-hmm. Your decision, his decision, why?
Everybody takes reps on the scout team. Every single player out here takes reps on the scout team. I don't, you know, like I sit here and narrate the practice for you guys, but we start every single period with the first groups, and some of those periods were in there were offense versus defense. So. Hey, it's like I said, everybody takes turns doing that, and that's where we're at.
Josh, he sounds very frustrated. His voice are just to us right now again about how his teammates kind of, in his words, were coached to react to what happened on Friday. How do you try to talk to him and say, you got to put that aside for football? Because it sounds like it's still on his mind. It weighs on his mind a lot.
You know, I some things you can't control, and you know, that situation, you know, we feel like we've tried to handle that the best we could after something like that come out, but you know, just trying to get everybody's mind back on football and focus on practice and what we have to do to get ready for Seattle.
Because he says, I mean, he missed some time, obviously. He said he's not as familiar with the offense and the playbook as a lot of guys. How far is he?
He's catching up. I mean, he knows there's plenty of things he does know. And I mean, any player who's missed a significant portion of time, you know, with you know, any type of injury is going to be a little bit behind in terms of their knowledge of the installation, but you know, that goes for everybody. I mean, there's players that aren't out here at practice that are obviously missing things, and we'll have to catch them up too. So that's a process that it's ongoing. It'll be ongoing all year long. You know, with different players, you know, who miss significant portions of time.
You said he was behind in the playbook. Did he have a playbook the entire offseason?
We don't hand out a playbook. You know, and if you know, if you're here, you know, in the spring, we hand things out daily and go through that and put it in, and then the next day it's a different thing. So I'm not concerned about that. He'll be fine. He's a smart player, smart kid, and he understands what we're trying to do.
Is it kind of the same with Noshon? I mean, they miss a lot of time, but talent does make up for some of that stuff that they're able to kind of supersede some things.
Talent won't make up for not understanding what to do. You know, I mean, they still got to stay up on you know, what we're trying to accomplish and why we're trying to do, you know, the things we're trying to do. So but I think in those two players that you mentioned, in both cases, they're very bright players and understand, you know, our system. Maybe not all of it entirely, but you know, they understand enough of it that they'll be able to grasp it when Noshun's back and ready to go.
Josh Dawkins has been out here regularly for 2 days. Did he just get a morning off, or?
He'll be out here when he's ready to go.
Coach, what type of role do you envision out of DJ Williams at that Jack linebacker position this year?
It's a position where it fits, you know, it fits DJ's skill set. He can move sideline to sideline. He can also play in pass coverage, and there's plenty of opportunity for him to possibly be, you know, a blitzer also. So DJ's a very talented player, very smart guy, handles a lot of our calls and gets people lined up, and you know, we're expecting a lot of things out of DJ, leadership, you know, consistent play, and hopefully, you know, he'll be one of our top tacklers.
Josh, what have you seen out of Kenny McKinley, rookie trying to make a name for himself? Actually, the touchdown catch couldn't hurt?
No. You know, the drop on third down and 10 hurt us. But, you know, he's a rookie, you know, and then I've said that a lot, but he's got very good speed and usually good hands. Kenny, get out of here. He's got very good speed, good hands. He's getting better as a route runner. But again, to play receiver in the National Football League in your first year, you have to know a lot of different things, because it's not like college where they just, you know, let you run and catch the ball and nobody's up there trying to press or disrupt your route and the timing of it. So, you know, he learns every day. He's out here after practice every day. He's got a lot of guys that he picks their brain about some of the little things that they do to get better. So I really like his work ethic, and, you know, hopefully he just continues to get better.
A little skirmish out there with Barrett and Chesney. What are your thoughts when you see stuff like that? It's kind of good ones.
It's football. That's football. I mean, that's happened a number of times already out here in training camp. Sometimes it's good for your team just because they're feisty and they're ready to go, you know, and you know, we want to take care of each other, certainly. We don't want, you know, anybody to get injured in some kind of a fight, you know, with helmets on. But, you know, our guys have done a great job of breaking things like that up and then not letting it fester. None of them have ever carried on to the next period or the next play even. So, you know, yeah, good to go.